When will we see some work on the old Newcastle post office? It's been in a derelict state for years now, but last night, the owners, the Awabakal Local Aboriginal Land Council, approved the sale of the building for $3.5 million to a Sydney-based cosmetic surgeon and developer, Jerry Schwartz. You'll hear from that man very soon on his plans and how soon we'll see action there at the post office. But ABC Newcastle's Liz Farquhar spoke to the chief executive of the Land Council, Rob Russell, just a short time ago. Liz started out by asking him whether it was a difficult decision for the Land Council's members.
No, it was a very pleasant discussion. Dr. Schwartz, trusted advisors, Jenny Farrell, presented to members, talked through the process, talked a bit about Jerry's background and his philanthropic side, and explained what the building was meant to be, how they'd met the conditions that the Land Council had put on them in terms of three main things: employment in the construction side for Aboriginal people, Aboriginal participation in construction guidelines. Jerry said, "Oh no, I'll do better than that." Post-construction employment. Jerry has agreed to meet a target of 10% Aboriginal employment for staff when the facility is up and running, and an ongoing relationship with the Land Council by setting aside a space for local Aboriginal artists to exhibit and sell their goods, and also to display artefacts and historically significant pieces of Aboriginal culture.
So, Rob, that was always the major overriding factor, wasn't it, for the Awabakal Land Council, wasn't it, that you retained some connection to that site?
Yeah, it came down to three finalists, basically, three main proponents, and we put to them the same wish list. To go forward, this is what we want you to do, and they were the three main things that we talked about. Yeah, we want to maintain a connection to the building, and we want to maintain a connection to the purchaser.
The chief executive of the Awabakal Local Aboriginal Land Council speaking there to ABC Newcastle's Liz Farquhar on some of the factors behind the decision to go ahead and sell the post office to Jerry Schwartz. Mr. Schwartz is with me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are your plans for the post office?
As I have been suggesting in the past, it's a three-level building. It's got quite a large basement area, and the plan for that is basically to give that back to the Aboriginal culture by having art gallery, having a display area for Aboriginal craft, and hopefully also the opportunity of having Aboriginal food. On the ground floor, the idea there is to make it a whole wedding area where people can go and select their clothing, their flowers, their photographer for weddings. And then the top floor, which is a fantastic area, will be a conference / reception hall. And also on the ground floor, I'd like to put a coffee shop.
Why the focus on wedding retail business on the ground floor?
Well, it was actually suggested to me by Russell Richardson, who has a few hotels in Newcastle, but Hunter Street is transforming, and it used to have quite a few wedding centres, and they will close down, and it'd be such a magnificent venue, actually, to have the magnificence of putting all these wedding facilities in one closed shop. And also that would feed functions for the reception centre up on the first floor.
Okay. Have you been inside the building recently?
Yes. I was last in about 6 weeks ago, protecting myself from the asbestos fibres, yes.
What is your take on how long it will be before you can have that up and running?
That's a hard question. I'm already onto it. You know, we've had our asbestos inspection and pricing to remove the asbestos. In a way, the fact that the building is in such bad condition almost makes it easy because we'll basically just gut it. We will remove all the ceilings and all the floorings and basically start from scratch. How long will this take? It depends a lot on the bureaucracy council getting permission to do what I want to do. But, you know, I'd say a year, year or two. I want to stage it. I'd like to do the basement area first so we can get the Aboriginal Centre up and running before the rest of the building.
A year or two for what? Sorry, what might we see within a year or two? What might we see within a year or two? Will we see it brought to a...
I would certainly hope within a year the basement area will be done and open, and hopefully within 1 to 2 years the whole building should be ready and functioning.
What about the historic nature of the building? How will you be dealing with that?
It obviously needs to be, it's a heritage building, it needs to be carefully conserved. The sandstone is in fantastic condition, it just needs to be pressure cleaned, you know, have all the graffiti removed off it, and the grout in between the sandstone box needs to be repaired. But certainly I want to bring the external back to its that beauty that it was before, and make the inside area matching the beauty of the outside area.
This has been a real source of frustration for people in Newcastle who've wanted to see something happen there for a while now, and proposals have come and gone. How committed to this are you? If it becomes more expensive than anticipated, are you closing up and walking away?
I've got a fairly open budget. I think I'm quite realistic. To purchase the building at $3.5 million, I mean, that commits me anyway, that I've already put $3.5 million, or will put $3.5 million into the building, so I'm not going to walk away and lose the $3.5 million. Interestingly enough, I was at the auction, I think it was about 8 years ago, when the previous owner, Short New, sold it, and I was the highest bidder when it was passed in, and that was $3.33 million. So that part hasn't increased so much. The refurbishing of it shouldn't be that much more because, as I say, basically a gutting out and rebuilding. I certainly won't walk away because I think it's a labour of love. I don't expect to make lots of money out of the building. I think it just complements, you know, my love for Newcastle, and also complements the fact that I have two of the largest hotels in Newcastle, the Ridges Newcastle, formerly Crown Plaza, and also Novotel in Newcastle. So it absolutely complements those two hotels.
Well, thank you for explaining more about your plans today. It's been good to hear from you.
Okay, and I certainly hope that I'll be able to show some fruition to the people of Newcastle.
Thank you very much. Jerry Schwartz there, who is the buyer of the old Newcastle Post Office.